submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. On March 5th, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit considered this item and took no action. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I'm just going to pass it over to Mark. I think you know Mark, and he's presented in the past, particularly these waivers, so he's very up to speed on.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Mark Phillips, Contract Compliance Administrator with the Community Business Development Partners Department. This is our routine waiver report. On it, you'll notice that we have nearly $6 million worth of contracting that was covered during this period. We do have a significant percentage of waivers on this go-round, nearly 30%. And the reason for that is there is a substantial contract, $1.6 million, with Justice Point. Justice Point provides global positioning surveillance or tracking, the electronic bracelet monitoring for pretrial services. This is an item that's both in court-related services as well as the Sheriff's Department's annual budgets. So when this contract comes around, it has a significant effect on participation, and unfortunately it hit in a month when we had low contracting. So that is a standout figure. That contract alone amounts for 27.9% of the waivers this month. So we're actually at 2.4% for waivers minus the Justice Point contract. And you may recall Justice Point was formerly Justice 2000, and Nick Sainer from Justice 2000 is now with Justice Point. So we pretty much have a continuity of services under this contract.
Pleasure of the committee.
I believe this was, did you receive this?
No, we didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything?
No.
All right, Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize. Your last name, sorry?
Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, you said this hit at a point where it was a low contracting point?
Yes. $6 million for a period is a pretty low number for Milwaukee County. We're usually in the double-digit numbers for contracts.
Is this something that you experience annually, a low contracting point?
There are different points throughout the calendar year when we do have lulls and also high points. Typically, the November-December cycles are pretty high because people are getting their contracts ready for the next calendar year. And early in any annual period or any year is a low point. So January, February tend to be slower months for professional service contracting. And our construction contracts are on a rolling basis depending on availability of project start dates and a number of other situations, but we do have low points throughout the year.
And is there anything that Milwaukee County can do proactively to offset these low points?
Proactively, I'm not really certain. We can definitely take a look into what we can do, but at this point I would say that there's going to be a more cyclical nature to it based on a lot of contracts running from January 1 through December 31. Also, we have a bunch of contracts that run April 1 to March 31st, so we do have some ebbs and flows based on the structure and design of contracts. The more contracts that we have executed at different times of the year would help to shore up those low points and high points.
So Milwaukee County is limited in the role that they can have in offsetting these low points? Is that what you're saying?
A cursory analysis and review would definitely lead to that kind of analysis.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, if I may, it's a really interesting question because kind of the cycle is based on kind of the budget. So professional services agreements are approved during the budgeting or toward the end of the year, the calendar year. The capital budget, we start ramping up at the beginning of the year. So there's a lag, so it's kind of a big, rat going through a python, if you will, and we can't get at these contracts until, everything gets ramped up at the beginning of the year, the capital projects.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, otherwise we're going to move on to item three. Item three, this is a public hearing regarding HUD block grant funds. Madam